Conjoint analysis is a tool used to determine the value people place on different offers. Marketers have always been suspicious of asking customers simple questions about how much they would pay for a product. Simple questions don't drill down into what people really value. Marketers want to know what people value, as this influences the messages they communicate in trying to create customer interest. Those attributes of the offer which are of greatest value can be singled out to create a communication which is distinctive, desirable, and defensible. Marketers also want to know the optimum price for a product. On the one hand, they don't want to leave money on the table, and equally, they don't want to overprice their product such that it isn't purchased. All choices involve compromises and trade-offs. We may want a high-quality product with lots of bells and whistles, but if we can't afford it, we'll have to settle for something less. As the ideal is rarely attainable, we need an approach that allows us to simulate the decision-making in the questions that we ask. Conjoint analysis provides the framework for asking people what they value in different offers. In order that we can develop appropriate questions, we need to break the products and services down into their features and benefits, which we call attributes. These attributes can be offered at different levels: high quality, low quality, delivered in an hour, delivered in a week, and so on. It is these attributes and the levels of the attributes that make up the conjoint offers that are shown to respondents who are asked to say which they would choose. The great attraction of conjoint analysis is the ability to arrive at a scientific assessment of what people value. However, there are limitations to conjoint, and we need to bear these in mind. The first one is sample size. In order to obtain reliable results, it's usually necessary to interview at least 100 target respondents, and preferably a couple of hundred. In some business-to-business markets, it just isn't possible to achieve these sample sizes. And then there are the number of attributes. The design of conjoint is critical. Conjoint analysis becomes unreliable if there are a large number of different attributes, including price. Price always needs to be there as one of them. Similarly, the number of variables for each attribute needs to be limited to between 3 and 5 levels. Otherwise, the potential combinations of concepts becomes too large to manage. And this leads to respondent fatigue. Respondents who take part in a conjoint survey are asked to look at a number of different screens, each with different offers, and all those offers have different prices. It is easy for them to become punch drunk with so many offers to view. Unless the attributes and the variables are quite distinctive, the offers can blur and seem very similar. And when this happens, respondents get confused and tired, and they don't give their full consideration to the choices, choosing any at random to complete the tedious interview. Now let's look at how conjoint was used to determine people's preferences for carpet tiles and how much they would pay for them. So in this example, a manufacturer of carpet tiles made tiles for use in offices, and they wanted to test its existing designs against some new designs and to find out which should be made and at what prices. The research focused on key decision makers, and these were fit-out contractors who design and install new office environments. 100 respondents took part in the online survey. This is about on the minimum number that we would want. And they were screened to ensure that they specified a significant amount of carpet flooring each year. Now, testing carpet tiles online, and that's how we were doing, it has its limitations. Respondents aren't able to touch or feel the products. It was necessary, therefore, to accept this limitation and focus on just two aspects of the design, the colour and the visual texture. Both were shown in photographs. Other attributes that were tested were the length of the guarantee, the environmental friendliness of the carpet tiles, the requirement for a stain guard, and of course the price. It was decided not to include the brand as an attribute or a variable. An analysis of the results showed that the attitudes to the different carpet tiles varied depending on the projects carried out by the companies. Those that were fitting out offices in major cities had different choices to those working with government offices. The fit-out contractors had customers with different budgets, and this influenced their choice of carpet tiles. Colour turned out to be the prime feature for most of the specifiers. This was followed some way behind by texture and the wear guarantee. The environmentally friendly attribute proved to be more important to contractors serving the public sector. So as a result of the conjoint analysis on these tiles, the company was able to select new designs that could be targeted at different audiences. They were able to establish prices that resulted in the new designs fitting comfortably alongside those already in the portfolio. The research enabled the company to develop a carpet tile range for commercial offices and another range for public offices. So here are some things to think about with conjoint. Conjoint is appropriate if you're trying to work out the importance of different mix of attributes in a product. However, if all the attributes are fixed and locked in, and you just want to test prices, so you can't change the attributes, it might be better to use Van Westendorp or Gabber Granger, both tools that are on our website. When designing your conjoint survey, limit yourself to just 5 or 6 different attributes plus price. If you have too many attributes, you need a very large sample, and it can be confusing to respondents if they're shown too many variations of the offers. If you can only find a maximum of 100 respondents to take part in the survey, consider using a different tool such as Simalto, another framework which we feature on the website.